How fitting for Dumb Tuesday. They just released the top dating red flags America has been Googling.
Oh, if you see these, chances are there's a dumping coming up. It could be right around the corner.
Number five, double texting. That's when they send a follow-up text before you've even replied to the first one. I do this all the time. Am I a psychopath?
I do not care for that when people do that.
Oh, I do. Like, to me, it's like a stream of thought. Like, I just like write one sentence and I keep going and I keep going.
No, I require that all in one text box. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm a red flag. All right, number four, talking to an ex. It's a red flag if they're still friends with their exes.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're not like that. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Number three, love bombing. It's not nice, Raven. Love bombing. That's when someone praises you or showers you with gifts early on, then turns psycho.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, we've all been in that. It's fun the first time you get that gift, but then you're like, wait a minute. Nope, this is going to be dangerous.
Top dating red flags America has been Googling. Number two, watching true crime. I think you just eliminated half the female base. Don't we all watch true crime right now?
No, I love that. I can settle in for that anytime.
Yeah, and the number one thing that's a top dating red flag for Americans is saying I love you too soon. They say anything less than a month is way too soon.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hold out. Sometimes, though, you feel it. It comes on strong.
When was the last time you were dumped or you dumped somebody else? 1-800-330-9999. Derek, were you the dumper or the dumpy?
I was dumped. This was way back. At the time, I didn't think it was that absurd, but now that I'm an adult, I look back and it's really absurd. I was dumped in high school by a girlfriend because she didn't understand why I wasn't jealous that she had male friends. Not that she was cheating on me, mm-hmm. that she had male friends. She said, why don't you get more passionate? Why aren't you jealous of it? Because I'm secure in who I am at 17, 18 years old. I guess she wanted me to fight for it, and she wanted drama. And I guess she was probably insecure at 18, 17 years old. I just thought it was absurd. It felt like a Seinfeld episode.
If your girlfriend wants you to be jealous of her male friends, I got news for you. One of them's not a friend. One of them ain't a friend, bro.
No, there's those girls that just love that drama. Like, why aren't you jealous? What, you're not going to fight him for me? Like, it's a very high school thing, but I'd be lying to say that doesn't carry on to some female adults,
dude,
too.
She was making out with one of them. Telling you right now.
Mm.
There was no physical activity. We were in high school. I would see them talking in the hall. Mm-hmm. And people would say, why don't you go up and then break them up? I thought, what?
I wonder if that still happens. I bet you it does. Allison, did you get dumped or did you dump somebody?
I had to dump my last boyfriend. We're just two opposite. He gets up early, even on the weekend, and he'll do like 20 things before I wake up. Like, he'll get coffee, he'll run really far, he'll do errands, he'll wash the car, he'll do everything before I wake up. And I can't handle that, so I had to break up with him. We're two opposite.
What was the biggest problem of it? Were these activities that you wanted to do together, things that you wanted to get done? Or are you just like, you know what, you're far and away a better person than I am, and I don't want to feel guilty every time I wake up at 11 o'clock?
He just wanted me to go with him. And yeah, he's definitely a better person in terms of getting up at like the crack of dawn and doing all these things before I wake up. I just want to chill and have a slow life.
Right. You know what? Fair enough, right? I mean, at least you're being honest.
Right, at least you know early on. You're like, right. I'm not going to be able to keep up with this, so let's just call it over.
Yeah, I'm out of this.
Yeah. Dump Tuesday. What happened the last time you got dumped? Or why did you have to dump somebody? 1-800-330-9999. The number one red flag that Americans Google about dating somebody, whether or not they say, I love you too soon.
Yeah, that can be a scary thing, right? Even if you're liking somebody a whole lot, if they blurt it out right away, you're like, oh, you feel so trapped. We're funny animals.
They say that if they say it on the first date, you're in serious trouble. Well, yeah, no kidding.
Of course.
Yes. Dumped Tuesday. Why did you get dumped or who did you have to dump? 1-800-330-9999.
Alana. I got dumped by the guy's mom. She called.
No, explain everything that happened.
Yeah, please. How old were you, first and foremost? That's what I need to know.
I think I was probably a sophomore in college.
Oh, my gosh!
And she said I'm a, quote, very, very nice girl, but I need to wax my eyebrows.
Oh, my.
His mother said this to you.
Yeah, and she said, I mean, you're a sweet girl, but anyway, I wanted to die from embarrassment.
I mean, she called you and said, you're a sweet girl, but my son is breaking up with you because you need to wax your eyebrows, or just in general?
Yeah,
you know?
She's like, you have to get that taken care of. She like recommended someone.
Oh my gosh.
Don't worry, Alana. There's a special place in hell for her.
I mean,
Don't
that
worry.
Is seriously yeah. rude. But at the same time, when you're dating a 15-year-old, you can expect their mom to call and handle their appointments.
I don't think when you're a sophomore in college, you're the 15-year-old.
How old was he?
He was was older than me. He was older than me by five. He was older than me by like 2 years. So
that's insane.
I dodged a bullet, basically.
That's insane.
Imagine if she ended up being your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, you dodged a bullet. Like, that was fantastic. Like, that was the best thing that could have happened for you, is for that relationship to end.
100% accurate.
100%.
Thanks for the call, Alana.
Thanks, Alana.
And full eyebrows are in.
Yes.
I have bushy ones. Thank you. Well, they're not bushy, but they are.
I've been trying to grow mine back for the last 15 years.
I'm trying to get this edge back over here. I just want that edge.
Patty, how about you? Were you dumped or did you dump somebody else?
Oh, I dumped somebody else. I definitely judged a book by its cover here. As I got closer to this person, I realized he shaved his entire body, like entire body, pits, everything. And I don't know, just something about, like, my boyfriend possibly having smoother legs than me, I couldn't handle it.
Oh, boy.
I got news for you. It's a little bit weird for me, too. And the only exceptions being is, like, you know, you gotta go into a wind tunnel for some reason, right? Or you're a professional swimmer.
Right, no, you're an Olympic swimmer. It's literally the only reason why you shave your entire body.
Right. Sean, our producer, he shaves his armpits.
Yeah, I wonder why.
He doesn't really have an explanation.
Well, where is he? Come in here. Let's ask him. Sean, come here
for a minute. Please, run. could you explain to us again? It's perfect that he's wearing a sleeveless shirt, too.
Raise your arms.
Could you explain to us again why it is that you shave your armpits?
It started as a joke way back in high school because all the swim kids used to do it. So all the track people used to make fun of them by shaving our underarms.
Who knew there was a rivalry between track and swim?
Weird.
They had to ridicule each other.
And I honestly just got comfortable with it. And another reason why I kept it up is because, like, you ever seen those dudes walking around who just have way too much underarm hair?
Yes.
Where it's like sticking out like under the arm. Like, that's not attractive. I don't want that to be me.
He just figured he would never let it get that way by never allowing there to be any stubble.
Exactly.
On. Sean, how many tank tops do you own?
Oh, God, I'd probably say half my wardrobe is tank tops. At least like 20 or 30.
You wear more tank tops than any man that I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
And my grandfather went a majority of his adult life only wearing those white tank tops.
You know, I don't think I have the body for tank tops, but it's all about confidence, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Closest thing to shirtless that I could get when I'm at work.
You think it's okay?
I mean, yeah.
How often do you shave those pits?
Once or maybe twice a week.
Wow, okay.
So it's a commitment.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, not the man for her. Not the man for her.
Yeah.